送上好我们的教会。
Good morning, our church.
So, this morning I'd like to start with a classic, a favorite, a well-known set of scriptures or verses, the story of the Good Samaritan, which you can turn to Luke 10,
25-37.
So we're going to read it simultaneously.
So
let's look at this verse by verse. So in verse 25, it says, on one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. He said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit the kingdom of life or the eternal life?" So for this expert of the law, what he was trying to do was embarrass Jesus.
他说有一次有个律法师来挑战，来试探耶稣。
So Jesus responds with the question. So let's look at verse 26. It says, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?"
Okay, Jesus responds with the question.
Jesus responds to me like all great teachers. He responds with a question.
就像很多很了不起的教师一样，他回答的时候是用一个问题来回答人。
As a teacher and a professor, I've had students try to embarrass me.
我也有这样的经验，有的时候我的学生想用一个问题来让我很难看。
I believe the best way to teach someone is to ask them questions so that they can discover the answers for themselves.
我认为最好的方法来回答人的问题的最好的方法是给他们一个问题，让他们去思考自己找出答案。
This is the Socratic method.
这叫做苏格拉底的方法。Named
for Socrates.
是苏格拉底说，按照苏格拉底来命名的。And
if you didn't know, Socrates is considered to be one of the founding fathers of philosophy. And if you read any of his work, you'll come to the conclusion pretty quickly that he was a pretty smart man.
你就很快就发现他是一个非常聪明的人。
But being a smart man, this is what he says about wisdom.
他作为一个很聪明的人，这是下面他讲的是，什么叫做智慧？
He says the only true wisdom is in knowing that you know nothing.
那人唯一的真智慧是知道你什么也不知道。
Most of you know I completed my second master's.
有些人知道我已经完成了我的第二个硕士学位。
And I can honestly tell you at the conclusion of both, including the half a master's in education, I realized that I know nothing about theology, and I know nothing about counseling, and I really know nothing about teaching.
那我学了这么多东西，包括我学的另外半个教育学的那个硕士，我让我也清楚的知道我对那个神学，对辅导什么也不知道，我对教育学也不太知道。
To put it in the American slang, I ain't no master.
No.
So, let's look at verse 27.
我们看第27节。
Where are my youth?
我们的 youth 在哪里？
Heard this verse before, guys?
你们有没有听过这句？
Love the Lord God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself.
你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神，又要爱邻舍如同自己。
And the second one is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself.
就是爱你的邻舍如同自己。
So the expert in the law answers correctly.
他律法师回答的很正确。
And then what he does is he quotes Deuteronomy 6:5.
他是从《申命记》第六章第五节那里所讲的。
But let's look at verses 1-9 in Deuteronomy.
我们看看那个第六章的《申命记》第六章第一到第九节是怎么讲的。
It says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength." These commandments I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home, or when you walk along the road, when you lie down, when you get up. Tie them as a symbol on your hands. Bind them on your forehead and write them on the door frames of your houses and your gates.
我们回到前面一句，我们从头来读，好不好？以色列，大家一同读哈。以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们神是独一的主。你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。我今日所吩咐你的话，要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女。无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论，也要记在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，也要写在你的房门的门框上。并在你的城门上。
So let me explain why the expert of the law picked these verses.
让我来解释一下这个律法师他为什么找这段的经文。
The Shema, which is what it's known as, is one of the two daily prayers of the Jewish sect.
Shema, 它的意思就是听，就是以色列人每天都要那个祷告的两段经文当中的一段。
And the Shema begins with one of the best-known, most fundamental expressions of Jewish belief, and the one from which this prayer gets its name.
就是 Shema, 就是犹太人最常用的、最基本的一段的那个祷告词。那这就是也那名字，这个 Shema 这个字也是从这个祷告而来的。
Shema Israel,
以色列亚要听
，which means hear Israel.
那意思说你要听。以色列亚，你要听。
This expression is so fundamental in some synagogues around our country that the words are literally carved into the building.
这段话是这么的重要，以至于在基本上美国的很多犹太会堂，他们也把这段话刻在这个犹太会堂的那个房子的前面。
And the Jewish people took this quite literally, and many still do.
那犹太人非常认真逐字的来听成这段话，而且现在他们还是这样子。
On their doorpost, they literally nail the Shema.
他们在他们的门框上，真的是钉上一个这段话。
So Deuteronomy 6:4-9 is nailed to their door, and some include Deuteronomy 11:13-21, which is basically a reiteration of Deuteronomy 6:4-9.
他们把这段的经文装在一个盒子里边，钉在那个门框上。有的人有的是把那个生命记11:13-21装在那个盒子里，钉在那里。那段经文跟这段基本上是一样的，包括有一段的祝福在里边。
But Deuteronomy 11:13-21 includes a promise that God will bless those who keep these commands.
那生命记11:13-21就加多了一段，就是讲神要祝福那些真心按照他的旨意所行的那些人。
So the little thing that they put the verses in is called a mezuzah.
那个小东西就是小盒子，把那个经文放在里边的小盒子叫做 mezuzah， 就是经文盒。
So thinking about the Jews who are our heritage, I decided I wanted to expand a little bit of my knowledge of Jewish tradition.
那个想一想，卢是个犹太人，他有这样一个传统，他想更加那个多一点的了解那个犹太人的传统的话。
So according to the website My Jewish Learning, it is generally accepted that Judaism as a religion is more oriented to holiness of time than holiness of place.
有一个 website 上面是叫做这个犹太教学习，让我们知道就是说犹太人更加重视那个随时随地的那个成圣。
I like that.
我很喜欢这一点。
A holiness of times. Let's put that on the screen.
他说我叫随时的注重我们的圣洁。
This is an important aspect to the story of the Good Samaritan.
这是一个很重要的一个方面，就是好撒玛利亚人的一个很重要的一个方面。
Because in the story, you will see that the Jewish faith illustrates that a good follower will always be holy.
在那个以色列人的那个教导里边，作为一个好的一个上帝的那个跟随者，他时时刻刻都会成圣，都会注意自己的圣洁。
They're going to be holy no matter where they are.
不管他在什么地方，他们注重自己的圣洁。
Not just in a certain place.
那不一定，就是不是在只在某一些地方。
For instance, even we make many occasions and many and this place and a sacred place. We sanctify it.
我们作为基督徒，我们有好多地方，我们是把它分别为圣。
But is that the complete place? Excuse me, I'm sorry. Is that the only place we should make holy?
那跟犹太人来比较的话，是不是只有这些地方我们应该分别为圣呢？
See, the Jewish people, by putting the mezuzah on their door, they called that a sanctified and holy place.
那个犹太人把这个经文盒钉在那个门框上，就把那个地方给它分别为圣。
Do we claim our residence as a holy place?
那我们有没有这样做呢？把我们所住的地方，我们的家，把它分别为圣呢？
See, the Jewish tradition achieves this through a very concrete ritual.
那这犹太人分别为圣是一个很具体的这样一个礼仪。
Through the mitzvah of the mezuzah.
他们叫做 the mitzvah of mezuzah, 就是这个经文盒的这个礼仪。
And mitzvah literally means commandment.
Mitzvah 就是一个要求，一个命令，一个关于礼节的一个命令。
I've been wanting to do this for years. And finally, Sandy and I decided to finally get a mezuzah.
我也想过好多次，我应该这样做。 后来那个我跟森迪我们决定说我们真的也的用一个 mezuzah 这样一个盒子钉在我们的门框上。
So we purchased one.
所以我们买了一个。
And it came with these little screws.
我们其实上面一个小的螺丝钉。
And I couldn't get the screws to work.
我也不知道让这个螺丝钉怎么样能够拧上去。
And then I remembered the Bible verse said that I was to nail it to the doorpost.
后来那个从圣经上我后来了解到应该钉上去。
Duh. Now we don't do this because we are Jewish.
我们不是因为我们是不是那个犹太人才这样做。
We do this because Jesus stated that the Shema was the greatest commandment.
我们这样做是因为耶稣教导说 Shema 是最重要的一个神的命令。
So in verse 28, Jesus confirms when he's talking to the expert of the law and lets him know that, listen, if you truly live by these commandments, then you will live.
耶稣跟那个律法师说，如果你真的这样去做的话，你就会那个活着，就得永生。
Let's pause on that last word, live.
我们来在活着这个字上来停一下，来想一想。
See, the Greek word for that is zao.
希腊文叫做 zao.
Which means to live, breathe, to enjoy real life, to have true life, worthy of the name. It means to have an active, blessed, and endless life in the kingdom of God.Another meaning is to pass life in a manner of living and acting of morals and or character. And finally, the one of the more important definitions is this. To live means living water, having vital power in itself and exerting the same upon the soul.
Okay, 他那个 zao 这个字的希腊文的意思，原来的意思是这样子的。生活呼吸享受真实的生活过真正与神的名所相称的生活这意味着在神的国里有一个积极的蒙福的和无穷的生命另外一个意思是以道德或者品格的方式来超越生活最后一个更有力的意思是说生活意味着是活水自己有生命有生命活力并且在灵魂上有同样的力量
Jesus made it pretty darn clear that if this man wanted eternal life, if he wanted that badly, he needed to live out the Shema.
那耶稣那个讲得非常的清楚，如果他真的想有永生，并且能够活出这样的生命的活力出来，那么他就要认真的来贯彻执行这个 Shema.
Now the religious righteous at that time.Did exactly what most Christians do.
那以前那个犹太人的这个犹太教的人都跟现在的那个好多的基督徒是一样的做法。
We love the Lord God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength.
我们也讲我们尽心尽性尽意尽力的爱主我们的神。
And that's where we stop.
我们就在那里停下来了。
So let me simplify the Shema.
让我来把这个 Shema 再简单的 说出来。
Love God.
爱主。
Love others.
也爱别人。爱神也爱别人。
But what is love?
那什么叫做爱呢?
In the Greek, there are three words for love. Philo, which is brotherly love.
有在那个希腊文里有三个字是代表那个爱。Philo 是表示那个那个兄弟般的爱。
So Philadelphia, for instance, is called the city of brotherly love because Philo meaning love and Adelphi meaning brother.
费城Philadelphia, 它的意思原来的意思就是兄弟般的爱。Philo 是这个爱，那个Philadelphia 是表示兄弟，所以兄弟般的爱的城市。
The next word for love is eros.
那个第二个那个表示爱的那个。字叫 Eros,
which is the kind of love a man has for a woman and vice versa.
那是经常代表说男人对女人的爱，或者是女人对男人的爱。
We get our word erotic from that.
我们的那个色情这个字就从这儿来的。
And finally, agape.
最后那个爱叫做agape.
A lot of you have probably heard this word.
好多人我想都知道这个词.
This is unconditional love.
这是表示说无条件的爱.
Carl Rogers, who is a humanist and considered one of the greatest counselors, describes how we are to be with our clients.
那 Carl Rogers, 他是一个人道主义者, 而且被认为是最好的这样一个协谈辅导的 专家, 他说我们应该怎么样对待我们的客人呢?
Stating that we are to have unconditional, positive regard.
他说我们要对来找我们协谈的客人应当是无条件的 正面的关怀.
Let's put that on the screen.
我们放在这个上面无条件的正面的关怀 unconditional positive regard.
Think about that phrase.
我们想一想
Which word pops out?
有什么样的字跳出来了?
Positive.
正面的.
So let me ask you a question.
我想问你一个问题。
Do we have unconditional positive regard for the homeless?
那我们对无家可归的人是不是也有 无条件的正面的关怀呢?
Do we have unconditional positive regard for our neighbors?
对我们的邻舍有没有无条件的正面的关怀呢?
Do we have unconditional positive regard for our government representatives?
对我们的那个政府的这个议员是不是也有无条件的正面的关怀呢?
And then here is the hard question.
这是一个更难的一个问题。
Do we have unconditional positive regard for every single soul in this room?
对我们每一个在这个房间里面的人，我们是不是有这种无条件的正面的关怀？
Because see, unconditional positive regard is non-judgmental.
那这个无条件的正面的关怀是没有论断的。
We don't think of what people do and then judge them on it.
我们不能一边想着他做什么，另外一个方面来论断他。
We think about what they might do and then love them unconditionally.
我想我们应该想他们可能不管他们做什么，我们应该是无条件的来爱他们。
Too many churches are places of judgment instead of places of healing.
好多的教会是一个论断人的地方，而不是一个让人可以恢复的地方。
So, the next verse, the expert continues.
另外下面那个律法师在继续的来说。
So this is all before the story even is told.
在这个整个故事讲之前，这是一些对话。
So he wants to challenge this word neighbor, and so he says, "Who is my neighbor?"
他要想跟耶稣来挑战，谁是他的那个灵手？所以他跟耶稣说，到底谁是我的灵手呢？
And Jesus, being the great teacher, the rabbi, the rabboni, in the Greek—that's what the word means, teacher—he decides to tell a story.
这个耶稣是一个伟大的一个教师，是 rabbi。 也叫 Rabboni 是用希腊文，他决定说他要讲一个故事。
And see, Jesus taught us many things with the story.
耶稣讲好多的事情都是用故事来讲的。
And I've said this before, I know I've said it before, but Mark 4:34 says this, He did not say anything to them without using a parable.
那他我以前要讲过哈，就是这段的经文，特别是说，若不用比喻，就不对他们讲；没有人的时候，就把一切的道讲给门徒听。
Okay, let's do a little test.
那我们来试一试。
John 3:17. How many of you know that?
约翰福音第三章17节，有没有人知道？
The story of the prodigal son. How many even know that? Oh, come on.
这个叛逆的那个儿子的故事。
Stories are easier to remember.
故事比较容易记得。
And parables are stories with a meaning.
这个比喻是有意思的一个故事。
It's a lot easier to remember a story than it is to remember mere facts.
对，故事是更有意思的，比具体的那个事实更有意思的。
So let's jump into the story and let's look at verses 30 and 31.
那我们来进到这个故事来看一看第30到31节。
So in reply, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, they beat him, and they went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the road, and when he saw the man, he passed on the other side. So too, a Levite, when he came to the place, he saw him, and he passed to the other side.
耶稣回答说：“大家一同来读好吗？有一个人从耶路撒冷下耶利哥去，落在强盗手里，他们剥去他的衣裳，把他打个半死，就丢下他走了。偶然有一个祭司从这条路下来，看见他就从那边过去了。” 又有一个利未人来到这地方，看见他也照样从那边过去了。
So let's talk about this for a quick second.
我们来稍微来讲一讲这一小段。So
according to Josephus, which was an early Jewish historian,
那根据那个Josephus是个那个犹太的这个历史学家。
Let me give you a little side note.
我们顺便讲一下。
That's his book. It's somewhere around like 1,000 pages. We had to read quite a bit of this for seminary. So if you want to cure your insomnia, buy this book.
医治你的那个睡眠失眠症，那你就买这本书吧。I
guarantee you it will put you to sleep.
保证你能一看就睡着。At
Southern Baptist Seminary, where I attended for a little while, there's a part of the campus called the Josephus Bowl.
在那个美南浸信会的神学院的时候，有一个地方叫做那个Josephus的碗。
And so at the end of the semester, all the students would throw their Josephus book in this area. And then they would burn them. That being said, it's important for us to know that the Jewish people believed that they were to be holy in time, not in place.
Okay, 这样说来，那个犹太人就是特别注重他们随时的那个圣洁，就像刚才所讲的一样，他们随时随地都要那个都要圣洁。
Now, what Josephus does teach us is that it's a downhill trip from Jerusalem to the northeast, which is where Jericho is.
那个Josephus讲，从耶路撒冷下到耶利哥的时候，是朝东北方向去。
The road's about 18 miles long, and you are not only walking 18 miles, you're changing altitude.
你总共大概有18英里的那个路程。 你走的时候不只是那个走这么长的路，但是你还要从有很大的高度的改变。So
Jerusalem is somewhere around 2,500 feet above sea level, and Jericho is about 800 feet below sea level.
那个耶路撒冷是两千五百尺啊，在海平面以上。那个耶利哥是八百英尺，那个在海平面以下。
Not only were you changing altitudes, you were changing climate.
你不光是那个有这个高度的改变，而且有这个气候的变化。
So in Jerusalem, there's about 20 inches of rainfall a year.
在耶路撒冷大概有每年有二十英寸的降雨量。
And in Jericho, it's less than 8.
在耶利哥只有八英寸。
So frankly, it's like going from this beautiful green paradise down to the desert.
有点像从一个非常好的一个美丽的一个花园，到一个沙漠里边去。
Water was a lot more scarce.
水就变得非常的稀少。
And it was actually a road where there were a lot of robbers and thieves frequenting it.
是一个这条路上常常有强盗盗贼的出没。
People were vulnerable.
那个走路的人都非常的疲劳。
So as you can read in the scriptures, the man was beaten and left for dead.
如果你看经文的话，他会讲这个人被打了一顿，差不多站在那里等死。
So the first person to walk by, not only walk by, but to go on the other side of the road, was a priest.
那第一个从旁边走过去的人是一个祭司。
An expert in the law.
他是一个律法的专家。
Was he being holy in time?
那他是不是在那个时候？
Why didn't he stop and help?
为什么他没有来帮助呢？
Would you?
你会帮助他吗？
He didn't stop because there's a minor law in Leviticus that says if you touch blood, you are unclean for a certain period of time.
他没有去帮助，因为在利未记里边讲到说，如果你碰到血的话。
So he thought he was holy in time.
他想他是那个圣洁，他本来就是圣洁的。
But the Shema says, "Love your neighbor as yourself."
但是 Shema 说要爱人如己。
So he's afraid to touch this man, so much so that he walks on the other side of the road.
所以根据 Shema 意思就是说，你是可以碰这个人。尽管有一条律法书碰了会不洁净，但是服从爱人如己的原则，你是可以碰的。但是呢，他从旁边走过去。
About 20 years ago,
二十年前差不多
，I preached on this. Actually, my pastor preached on this verse.
我的那个牧师在讲到的时候讲这段经文。
And so I dressed.In ratty clothes to try and make myself look homeless.
我穿着一个很破旧的衣服，让我自己看起来像一个无家可归的。
I pulled a hood up over my head, put some dirt on my face to try and disguise myself, and I laid out by the entrance to our church parking lot.
我把那个帽檐弄放的低低的，然后脸上涂一些。然后把我自己伪装成一个那个无家可归，就躺在我们那个停车场的那个进口那个地方。
I almost did it to you, but I'm getting kind of old.
我现在太老了，要不然我就会照样的再做一次。
So after I knew everyone was inside, I came in.
我看每个人都在里边的时候，在教会里边的时候，那我就进来了。
And I sat in the back of the sanctuary until the invitation.
我一直做到最后，等到他那个讲那个邀请的时候。
And then I came forward.
我就走到前面。
And when I pulled my hood down,
我把我的那个帽檐给他拿下来的时候
，Let's just say those priests and Levites were not very happy.
所有的那些人，我们把他叫做那个祭司和利未人吧。他们都不是很开心，不是很开心。
When I was in seminary, a professor was telling us about what another professor did when he was going to do a lesson on the Good Samaritan.
那有一次我在那个神学院的时候， 有一个教授讲到另外一个教授，他是想试试他的那个学生的时候，他怎么样用这个好撒玛利亚的故事来挑战他的学生。
Now in seminary, we're taught to do exegetical readings of the scripture.
那在那个神学院的时候，我们要求按照解经学的方式来读这个经文。
We start to look at the hermeneutics of the verse.
我们要讲这个
I'm going off script.
That's fine.
Basically, what that means is you read it for what it meant to them, and now you try to read it what it means for you.
Okay, 就是意思说你先读的时候是先用在那些听当初听的人听到的人身上，然后把同样的意思用在自己的身上。
So the week before the professor is going to teach on this, he tells his students that they need to be prepared to really get and dig into the story in Luke of the Good Samaritan.
Okay, 这个那个教授跟那些学生在提前一个礼拜就跟他们说，他们要好好去读这段经文，并且来好好的思想，来抓住里边的那个真正的意思。
So they go home and they look up the Greek words and they do hermeneutics and they're all prepared for when they come to class.
所以他们都回家去，然后读那个希腊文，又读圣经学，然后好好的来理解这句话到底什么意思。
But what they didn't know is that the professor had a fellow professor pretend he's broken down with his hood up by the entrance to the seminary.
他那个，但是他们不知道的是，那个这个教授就让另外一个教授就把他身上弄得那个乱七八糟，然后就在躺在那个门口。
It was strategically placed so that all the students who commuted would go by it, and all the students who lived on campus would walk by him.
他们把这个人放在让他躺在一个地方，所有的人都能看见，不管他是在住在外面的还是住在里边的，都会从他身边经过。
So he walks into the class.
所以他走到那个教室里面。
And he says, I have one question for you.
这是我对你，我有一个问题。
Raise your hand if you stopped and helped that man whose car was broken down.
如果你们谁那个停下来帮助那个车子那个坏掉那个人的人，请举手。
None of them raised their hand.
没有一个人举手。
And then he said,Class dismissed.
他说课程已经结束了。
See, one of the things that we forget is that we are to love our neighbors. That's an action. That's not just words.
那我们不知道的是，我们爱我们的邻舍本身是一个行动，而不是一句话。
So this man was suffering on the side of the road.
所以这个人在那里，那个很痛苦。
Who have we left by the side of the road?
我们有没有碰到过这样的事情？
Who are you and I walking on the other side of the road to avoid?
那你和我是有没有从路的另外一边走过去，是要为了要忽略这个人？
You see, Jesus.Is pointing out a specific type of sin.
耶稣指出一个特别的一个一种罪。
The sin of omission.
就是一个忽略的一个罪。
The sin of not doing.
不做的这样的罪。
Specifically, the sin of not doing what we've been commanded to do.
就是那个我们听到说应该做但是没有做的这样一种罪。
To love our neighbor as ourselves. So verse 32, it says, So a Levite, when he came to the place, he went to the other side.
那个三十二节的时候说，有一个利未人来到这地方，看见他也照样从那边过去了。
Now a Levite's another type of priest.
利未人是另外一种的祭司。
He's from the lineage of Levi, and Moses is a part of that same lineage.
他们是从利未的血统下来的，那摩西也是这样一个血统里边出来的。
Now, what they were responsible for was the care of the tabernacle of the covenant law.
他们的责任就是要, 来照顾这个帐幕。
So the tabernacle was basically a lot of tents.
那个帐幕实际上就是一个帐篷。
And it was mobile, and it was where the Ark of the Covenant was taken.
那它是可以移动的，而且它里边装着就是那个月柜。
So they were charged with keeping a place holy, forgetting that they were supposed to be holy in time.
那他们只是记着他们的责任，就是要保证那个帐幕是圣洁的，但是他们忘了这个 holiness in time， 就是随时随地都要圣洁。
So they had this righteous duty to be clean and to be holy. They had all these rituals that they need to do. And this man, this priest, this Levite, forgets the Shema.
所以他们一直记着他们这个责任，他们要保守那个帐幕，而且保守自己是圣洁，是洁净的，但是他们忘记了这个Shema。
So is that love?
那是不是爱呢？
Is that unconditional positive regard?
是不是那个无条件的正面的关怀呢？
Gary Chapman wrote a book a while back called The Five Love Languages, and in it he teaches that love speaks in five specific languages. So let's put them up on the screen.
Gary Chapman这个人写了一本书叫《爱的五种语言》，他说表达爱有五种不同的语言，五种不同的方式。
The first one is service.
不是。
The next one is touch.
触摸。
Words of affirmation.
肯定的话语。
Gifts.
礼物。
And attentive listening.
就是倾听。
This is where the tire meets the road.
那这是真正实实的。
This is where it all begins.
这是真的是爱的那个具体的爱的表达。
1 Corinthians 13:6-7 says this. It's not on the screen, so can you go back? Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with truth. It always protests, always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres.
Yes, 爱是不以自爱真理，凡事忍耐，I'm sorry. 凡事忍耐，凡事信靠，凡事盼望。
So we need to understand that these are the way we speak love to someone.
这是我们应该记住，这是我们那个爱的这种语言。
So did the two priests give him any gifts?
那这两个祭司有没有给他任何的礼物呢？
No.
没有。
Did they serve him?
有没有服侍这个人呢？
No.
没有。
Did they give him any kind of words of affirmation?
他们有没有给他肯定的那个话语呢？
No.
也没有。
Did they touch him?
有没有触摸他呢？
No way.
根本不可能的事。
And did they try to listen to him attentively?
有没有很那个来倾听他呢？
You see, touching him would make them unclean, and for me, that is absolutely pathetic.
触摸他，使得他们那个会不洁净。那对我来说，真是很沮丧、不可能的事情。
The claim that you love the Lord God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Well, if you don't do that, and you leave a man to die, that is a major sin of omission.
那如果你一边讲着说， 尽心尽性尽力爱主你的神，爱人如己。但是你看到一个人，你在那里要等死，但是你不去摸他，不去帮助他的话，那你是完全是是一个那个忽略的罪，你在犯一个忽略的罪。
That's not human nature.
这个不是人道的。
Honestly, it's downright criminal.
那真的是一个犯罪。
In the state you live in, there is a law called the Good Samaritan Law.
在这个州里面，麦麦人有一个法律叫做好撒玛利亚人的法律。
If you can help someone, and you don't, you have broken the law.
如果你能帮这个人，但是你没有，那你就犯了这条律法法律。
If you know someone is suffering, and let's say you were a criminal, and you see them ready to die, the Good Samaritan law protects you because they won't convict you or do anything to you because you are trying to save a life with which supersedes any of that other stuff.
You are also dying? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, if someone's dying, then I have to... Let's say there's two people using drugs. Okay. And one overdoses. If they leave, they get a conviction that's a felony.
如果说你离开他就走了，那你就被认为是被定为是有罪的。
If they stay and call the police, they get no conviction or no arrest for their drug possession.
如果你停下来打给警察打电话，那你虽然是自己吸毒，自己拿着毒品，但是就判你没有罪。
So if we see someone dying on the street,
如果我们看到某个人在街上会马上在那里死。
Let's say you see a horrific car accident and you are the first on the scene.
如果你看到一个非常严重的这个事故车祸，那是你是第一，而且你是第一个去看到的。
And you don't stop.
你没有停下来。
And someone, quote unquote, catches you.
那如果有人看到了你。
According to the state of Maryland, you could be arrested.
按照那个美国的那个马里兰这个法律，你可以被抓起来。
And according to God's word, you've just committed a sin of omission.
如果按照神的话语，你就是犯了一个忽略的罪。
So now let's look at what we call the meat and potatoes of the verses, or should I say the rice of the meal.
我们就是来看一个下面一个重要的一段话，叫 meat and potato， 就是它里边的最关键的地方。我们可以叫做是米饭。
You know that large portion of God's food that's just going to fill us up.
那是那个上帝的话语作为一个食物，让我们能够吃饱。
And so this is verses
33
to
35.
And I'm going to let you guys read this.
Okay, 大家一同来读。唯有一个撒玛利亚人行路来到那里，看见他就动了慈心，上前用油和酒倒着他的伤口，包裹好了，扶他在身上自己的牲口，来到店里去照应他。第二天拿出2钱银子来交给店主，说你且照应他，此外所费用的我回来便还你。
So the hero of the story is a Samaritan.
那这个里边的故事里边的英雄是个撒玛利亚人。
So Samaritans were racially mixed society.
撒玛利亚人是人种上面是一个混杂的。
According to the Jews, they were half-breeds.
按照那个犹太人，他们只有一半犹太人的血统。
And simply put, the Jewish sect rejected them.
那个犹太人就拒绝他们。
They were considered unclean.
他们被认为是不洁净的。
They were a much smaller group, perhaps in the hundreds, while the Jewish people were in the hundreds of thousands or millions.
有人说他们是一个很小的一群人，有人可能说只有这几百人，而犹太人有几十万甚至上百万人。
So put yourself in the seat of that expert of the law.
如果你把自己看放在这个那个律法，
And Jesus is telling you that the Samaritan helped him.
那把你自己放在那个律法师的那个位置上，耶稣说是那个撒玛利亚人帮助了这个人。
That was probably really hard for him to take.
那当然对这个人来说很难接受。
So what did the Samaritan do? Well, he took the chance of being made impure by the man's blood.
那这个撒玛利亚人到底做了什么呢？他愿意让自己变成一个不洁净的。
He got off his ride on this 18-mile track.
那他从他骑着牲口上下来。
Took the man to a hotel.
那把这个人带到这个旅馆里边。
Bandaged his wounds.
帮他包扎伤口。
And then he guaranteed the owner that when he would pay any additional bills.
他跟那个旅馆的老板说，那个保证把下面的所有的费用都要付清。
In short, he loved his neighbor as himself.
他就是爱人如己。
So when I thought of this verse and decided to unpack it, I also thought of Matthew 25.
那当我那个想到这段经文的时候，那同时我也想到那马太福音二十五章里边的一段经文。
So Jesus is teaching his followers that doing God's will is doing God's work.
那耶稣说，行神的旨意就是做神的工。
So he says, "Who then is the faithful and wise servant whom the master has put in charge of the servants in his household to give them food at the proper time? It will be good for that servant whose master finds him doing so when he returns."
谁是我们一同来读好吗？谁是忠心有见识的仆人，为主人所派，管理家里的人，按时分粮给他们呢？主人来到，看见他这样行，那人就有福了。
Now maybe you've never heard this before, but the Bible is not written with verses and chapters.
啊，也许你没有注意，那个圣经在写的时候并没有啊第几章第几节这些号码在上面。
And we made that.So that we could easily find what we were looking for.
我们后来是后来加上去的，所以呢，我们就可以比较容易的记住，比较容易的找到。
So this is the prelude. This is the introduction to Matthew 25, because that was the end of Matthew 24.
啊，所以啊，马太福音第二十四章这段的经文呢，实际上就是写在二十五章的前面的，就是算是二十五章的一个引言吧。
So, in Matthew 25, we're taught what we do and do not do, and that is about our sin of omission or our sanctity of loving our neighbors as ourselves.
那二十五章是讲到是我们做什么和不做什么，那就是关系到我们是不是忽略了那个犯了忽略的罪。
So verse 35 says this, For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me.
我们一同来读好吗？因为我饿了。你们给我吃，渴了；你们给我喝，我这客旅，你们留住我；我赤身露体，你们给我穿；我病了，你们看顾；我在监里，你们来看。
So in the story, Jesus separates the goats to his left and his sheep to the right.
在这段经文里边，耶稣把山羊放在左边，绵羊放在右边。
Where are my sheep?
我的那个右边在哪？我的绵羊在哪里？
Where are my sheep? Where are my goats? Notice the sinners are louder. The goats to the left did not do it to the least of the brethren. The sheep.To the right, did.
那左边那些山羊对弟兄们没有做他们应该做的事情，而右边那些山羊他们做了。
And what Jesus says is to the goats, "Depart from me."
那耶稣对左边的山羊说，离开我去吧。
For I never knew you.
我从来都不认识你。
And the sheep shall inherit eternal life.
那个绵羊可以享受。永远的生命。
So loving our neighbor means to feed them.
那就爱我们的 邻居是表示说来给他们吃。
We give them drink.
给他们喝。
Invite them into our home.
邀请他们进入我们的家，到我们家里来。
Let me pause there for a second.
我们再停在那里想一想。
Inviting our neighbors into our home.
邀请我们的邻舍到我们的家里来。
It's pouring down raining.
在外面在下着大雨呢。
There's a homeless guy on the corner.
在路边有一个无家可归的。
Which one of us is going to ask him to come home with us?
那谁，你们这里的谁会邀请他进入你的家呢？
According to the Samaritan story, who did Jesus say our neighbor was?
按照好撒玛利人的故事，耶稣说，谁是我们的邻舍呢？
A stranger who was hurt.
那个受了伤的这个陌生人。
You see, it's easy to invite our friends and family into our homes.
我们很容易邀请我们的朋友、我们的家人、亲戚进入我们的家里。
But are we bold enough in Christ to invite strangers in without judgment?
然后，但是我们是否能够邀请一个 homeless 的人，没有论断的邀请 homeless 的人进来
？Without fear.
没有担心。
Can we do it with love?
我们能够凭着爱心来做吗
？Kindness, goodness, gentleness, joy, peace, patience.Faithfulness and self-control.
你的爱心和善，善良、温柔、喜乐、平安、忍耐、忠心和节制，这是圣灵所结的果子。
By the way, that's the fruit of the Spirit.
那是圣灵的果子。
In Galatians.
在
The fruit of the Spirit is singular.
圣灵的果子是一个单数。
So that is the fruit of the Holy Spirit who is to dwell in us when we surrender our life to Christ.
那是我们当我们信主的时候，圣灵的果子在我们的里面。
Love, kindness, goodness, gentleness, joy, peace, patience, faithfulness, and self-control.
良善、忠心、忍耐、喜乐、平安和自我节制。
Do we have these attributes?
我们是不是有这样一个特性呢？
Recently, one of the members in our church asked me a question about faithfulness, and I, of course, quickly turned it to the Shema.
最近有一个教会的一个弟兄还是姐妹就问我这样。什么叫做忠心？那我们很快就讨论到这个什么。
So after discussing it briefly,
那我们讨论一段简单的讨论以后
，I decided to ask a question.
那我就决定说问一个问题。
Why is being a Christian like taking a class in a university?
那为什么作为基督徒和在大学里边上一门课不一样呢？
And he kind of responded, well, we just study and read the Bible. And I was like, well, that doesn't really prepare you. And he knew where I was going. So he said, well, Pastor, I just don't feel equipped to share my faith. I don't know enough about God. Guess what?
知道吗？
Neither do I.
我也不太了解。
God is not contained in that book.
上帝并不在不在那本书里边。
That's kind of a glimpse of who he is.
只是对上帝的一点点了解。
God is too awesome and too mighty and too incredible to even try and describe in words.
上帝是那样的神奇，那样的奇妙，那样的了不起，他没办法用语言来表达。
So here is how the conversation kind of ended.
这是我们怎么样最后结束的我们的对话。
He said, Pastor Earl, you sound like Francis Chan.
Pastor Earl, 你有点像 Francis Chan.
Well, I was kind of honored by that.
我觉得很荣幸。
Some of you might have heard him talk at the CMC.
有人在 CMC 那个宣教会大会里边听到他讲。
Some of you heard Bob Sojourn, the cat and dog theology dude.
有人也听到就是 Bob Sojourn 讲的那个猫和狗的这个那个神学。
And then some of the other CMC speakers kind of brought it all home.
也学会了很多其他的那个CMC 的这个讲员的。
They were telling you what the Bible says about being a Christian.
他们告诉我们那圣经讲怎么样做一个基督徒。
They were telling you to be doers of the word.
他们告诉我们怎么样成为一个神的话语的行动者。
That is the will of God.
这是神的旨意。
So, let me tell you what I think the scriptures teach us about being a Christian.
来让我们来解释。那个圣经上讲怎么样做一个基督徒。
Reading and studying the Word of God is one of the steps of Christianity.
阅读神的话语只是作为基督徒的一个部分。
Another step is being a doer of the Word.
另外一部分是作为一个行动者，做一个。
So a lot of you've taken classes. There's a lot of college and doctors in here.
好多人都上过课，有很多的那个大学毕业的，或者是博士、硕士毕业的，在这里。
A lot of you are faithful to your small groups.
有些人对你们的小组也很忠心参与。
Here is how Christianity is like taking a class at a university.
Yeah. 这有点像那个做基督徒。和那个在大学里边修课相似的地方。
Christianity is like taking chemistry or biology.
那个做基督徒有点像在大学里边修化学或者生物的课一样的。
There's the head part, the study and the reading.
有一部分是关于头脑的部分，你学习和阅读。
And then there's the lab.
还有实验室的部分。
It was a 4-credit class at Maryland because 1 credit was because you had a lab.
如果你4个学分的课的话，其中有一个学分是做实验。
These classes always had a lab. Why? Because in order to truly understand what the textbook was saying, you had to do the experiment.
那这些课总是有这个实验的部分。为什么？因为你要真正的理解你的书上所讲的什么，你必须要做那个实验。
The first time you dissected a frog was the first time you dissected a frog.
那第一次你把那个解剖这个青蛙的时候呢，就是第一次你解剖青蛙的时候。
Do you purposefully go out every day to share your faith?
那你没有有目的的。每天就出去分享你的你的信仰。
So let's look at the final 2 verses of the Samaritan story.
我们最后来看最后的两节经文。
And it says, Jesus is answering the expert, and he asked him another question. Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robber? And the expert in the law replied, the one who had mercy on him. Jesus told him, go and do likewise.
我们同来读这段经文。你想这三个人哪一个是落在强盗手中的灵手呢？他说是怜悯他的。耶稣说你照样去行吧。
You see, what Jesus was teaching them, specifically this expert, was what Matthew talked about in chapter 25 of the sheep and the goats.
你看在这里耶稣所讲的，特别是对这个律法师所讲的，就是他在 马太福音二十五章所讲的关于绵羊和山羊的故事。
It's also what James teaches us in James 1:22-25.
这也是那个雅各书里边第一章第二十到二十五节所讲所教导我们的。
And
if, 第二十一节到二十五节所教导我们。
And to bring it all home,
让我们来那个。
If I used five verses that talk about poor orphans or widows in one sermon, I could preach approximately 3/4 of a year on just helping the poor, the widows, and the orphans.
那如果我要讲五节经文的话，那我可以一直讲那个半个学期，关于就是那个无家可归的这个是孤儿等等。
So let's read this.
那我们一同来读这段经文。只是你们要行道，不要单单听道，自己欺哄自己。因为听道而不行道的，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目，看见走后，随即忘了他的相貌如何。唯有详细查看那全备使人自由之律法的，并且时常如是，这人既不是听了就忘，乃是实行实在行出来。
So when I was asked to preach today, the deacons said February is going to be about talking about sin and repentance.
那我当我被邀请今天来讲到的时候，那个 deacons 指示告诉我说，二月份是讲罪和悔改。
So in order for me to do what I felt God wanted me to tell you,
那为了让我讲上帝让我所讲的
The Good Samaritan story to me said it best.
对我来说那个好撒玛利亚的故事是最好的一段经文
The sin of omission.
那个忽略的罪
Not helping others.
不去帮助别人
Not feeding them.
不去
Inviting them in, giving them clothes, visiting them in prison, which, by the way, some nursing homes are feel like prison to the people who are in them. Loving our neighbor, who, by the way, Jesus makes pretty darn clear.That it's strangers.
那爱我们的邻舍，耶稣讲得很清楚，我们的邻舍就是那些那我们不认识的。
He actually says, "Love your enemies."
那并且他还说着爱你的仇敌。
Well, by not doing this, we have sinned.
我们没有这样做，那我们就犯罪了。
This is the sin of omission.
这是
The sin of not doing the word of God.
没有按照神的话语去做。
Plain and simple.
是很简单。
If our church was to disappear today, would this community miss it?
如果我们的教会今天不在，那个我们的社区有没有想念我们呢？
Brothers and sisters, I want to ask you to reflect on a couple questions I'm about to ask you. If you take anything home today, I pray that these two questions is what echoes in your mind. What am I doing in the name of Jesus Christ?
我奉耶稣的名做了什么?
Am I honestly a doer of the Word of God?
我是不是一个诚实的神的话语的行道者?